A proposed bill in Delaware would require lawmakers and other officials to publicly disclose free trips they take. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the swift reaction to his recent story that annual trips to Taiwan aren't being reported.
State Rep. Jeff Spiegelman has taken two fact-finding missions to Taiwan. But like dozens of other colleagues who have been guests of the Asian state over nearly two decades, he did not report it as a gift on his required annual financial report. But like four colleagues, Spiegelman did report a $6,500 trip to Israel that the U.S. allies' consulate footed the bill for.
We were in meetings. We were in discussions. I wasn't there for vacation. Gift makes it sound way too much like a vacation, which I think is where the confusion lies.
Even though transparency advocates say there's no confusion, Spiegelman has drafted a bill that would classify such trips as travel expenses that need to be reported to the state's Public Integrity Commission. He says his proposal to report any flights, hotels, meals, and entertainment worth more than $500
clears up a very confusing, weird gray area in the law.
Newark civic activist Amy Rowe counters that Spiegelman's plan is not only unnecessary, but weakens the law because it raises the reporting threshold to $500.
A gift is defined as anything of value. So is he saying that his trips in the past had no value? Airline tickets have no value. Meal vouchers have no value. Whatever other things they're doing, tours of museums or whatever, have no value.
Even with Spiegelman's pending proposal, the Integrity Commission's chair told WHYY News last month that all trips paid for by foreign governments or any third party should be disclosed as gifts. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.